So Jesus is the one who qualifies us. In Luke 10, he sent out 70 and he instructed them. And in verse 17, it says, when they returned, they were ecstatic with joy, telling him, "Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we commanded them in your name." Jesus replied, "While you were ministering, I watched Satan topple until he fell suddenly from heaven like lightning to the ground. Now you understand that I have imparted to you my authority to trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will harm you as you walk in this authority. However, your real source of joy isn't merely that these spirits submit to your authority, but that your names are written in the journals of heaven. This is a true source of your authority." What they were doing, he was saying, what you're doing is your true source of authority, that obedience. And your name is written in the book because you're doing it. So often we think, oh, it's just a certain people. But Jesus called all of us. And we'll get back to that. Then Jesus, overflowing with the Holy Spirit's joy, exclaimed, "Father, thank you for your Lord. You are Lord supreme over heaven and earth, and you have hidden the great revelation of this authority from those who are proud, those wise in their own eyes, and you have shared it with these who humble themselves. Yes, Father, this is what pleases your heart, to give these things to those who are like trusting children." And we've been talking about just pick up your mat and go anyway, no matter how much the enemy tries to discourage you, no matter what people say to you. And Jesus is saying here that we have to be humble. And we are, you know, we go and we start out and we're put down for it, especially by the church. And look what Jesus said. The ones who are proud, he hasn't given the revelation knowledge, his authority to them, because they're really not willing to have Jesus in the church. They don't want his power in their church. Some are embarrassed by it. They just want to do their thing. And so God is calling us, just like the 70, just like the fishermen, the disciples, and saying, "Will you go for me? If you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing and even greater. If you believe in me, you're going to lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. You can drink something deadly and it won't harm you." He's qualifying us. We don't have to look to those who think they're qualified. He said, "Thank you that you're sharing this with the humble, those who are like little children who just believe." May I read that to you again? "Father, thank you. You have hidden the great revelation of this authority from those who are proud, those who are wise in their own eyes, and have shared it with those who are humble, who humble themselves. Yes, Father, that is what pleases your heart, to give these things to those who are like trusting children." So he's calling us to go, and he's qualifying us. He's qualifying us. He's the one who has the authority to qualify us. In fact, the less qualified you feel, the more qualified you are, according to what he said. The humble, not those who are proud. Like in the day Jesus was here, the Pharisees, he couldn't teach them anything. They were prideful. They had their own agenda. And many of the churches are spiritually dead because of their pride, because they went to school, because they feel better than. And when Jesus sent someone in the church that is filled with the Spirit and with an assignment, with the Spirit on them, they're often denied. And so Jesus is asking us, those of us who are willing to go for him, those who of us who have humbled themselves and just started doing what he said, to go for him. And many are on the internet doing just that. God qualified them. They were sent out. And the qualifications that the church expects, we don't have. We are qualified by God. He chose us. And we're to prepare the way for him. And we're carrying his power because we're humbled, because we've humbled ourselves before him. We're going to do what he was doing. We are doing what he was doing, many of us. And some of us are on our way to do that. And Jesus wants to say, don't let them tell you, you can't. I'm qualifying you. Yes, you've heard my voice. I told you to go, but you backed off because of a church person, a pastor, someone who you thought was better than you. And you quit because they told you you couldn't do it. And so he's still saying, pick up your mat and go. Just go. I'm qualifying you. I'm going to take care of you. Take nothing for the journey. You notice the journey, he said, read Luke 10. Take nothing for the journey. I'm going to take care of you. And I guess why I was amplifying the journey is because we're not going to be in the church. The church even kicked Jesus out. And so if we're following him, we got to expect that same thing, to be kicked out, to not be accepted. But we're accepted by Jesus. He's qualifying us. And the other point that I started to make is, if we don't do this, we're in trouble. The churches are in trouble. They're not doing his will. Right? He said, on that day, many are going to, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. And the church people are going to be saying, but Lord, we did this, we did that. And he's going to say, I didn't know you. You practiced lawlessness away from me. And so we can't even just go to church and sit on the bench and not do his will. He said, whoever believes, that means anyone, whoever believes. If you say you believe, then you're going to do what he did. You're going to go on the street and you're going to do his work. And as I said, many of us are doing that. We're just getting out on the water, even though it's not the way things are normally done. And we're just doing what he said. We're his voice. And we're being criticized for it, but we're his voice. And on that day, he's not going to say, away from me, I never knew you. If we do everything he said to do, if we do his will. And so he said, these signs will follow those that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in other tongues. They will drink something deadly and it won't harm them. And so Jesus is encouraging us today. Just go do what I said. Don't compare yourself with the church. Compare yourself to Jesus. Do what he was doing, he said. And he's calling us to be bold enough to just go. Just go ahead and pick up where you are and go where he's sending you. So just to reiterate, Luke 10, 17, when the 70 returned to Jesus, they were ecstatic with joy, telling him, Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we commanded them in your name. And so Jesus was like, yeah, I saw it. And, you know, that isn't the most important thing, but the most important thing is that you did it. And your name is going to be journaled in the book of life. Absolutely nothing will harm you as you walk in this authority. However, your real source of joy isn't merely that these spirits submit to your authority, but your names are written in the journals of heaven that you belong to God's kingdom. This is a source of your true authority, and that is obedience to him. You're doing what he said, even though all these roadblocks are set up against you. Even though the churches won't let us in the doors, we're going. God is using the internet He's using people that are humbled, that people that are insignificant to the world, to the churches. And we'll see what happens. But we're preparing the way for him. And that is the instruction that we have. He's coming and he's asking us to do his work. We're preparing the way for him by doing his will, not our own. Not being afraid. Be strong and courageous. I'll be with you wherever you go. So that's the word I have for you today. Let's acknowledge Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you so much that you're qualifying us, that you're going to speak through us, that you're doing your work through us, the humble, those who don't feel qualified, not those who are prideful and think they have it together and they're missing you. Just continue, Lord, to show us what to do, where to go, what to say. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory.